It's time for Bradenton Marauders Baseball.
1-1 pitch to Bowen. Swing and a high drive to left field. Backing up is Jones. He's looking up. Goodbye, baseball! A walk-off home run by Chase Bowen. 4-2, the Marauders win it here at Lee Cobb Park. Here we go, the 3-2, runners go. It is strike three called! It's a no-hitter! The Marauders no-hit the Dunedin Blue Jays. It's the first nine-inning no-hitter in Marauders history! Jose Maldonado, Cameron Junker, Brennan Malone, Wandy Montute, get the job done!
Mateo has the sign and is ready. Hardman breaks for second, the pitch comes, battle takes, strike three called! And the Marauders win it! The Marauders are champions of the Low A Southeast! Oh baby, let the celebration begin!
Let's head out to the ballpark for the pregame show with the voice of the Marauders, Spencer Smith.
Good evening and welcome inside Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, where tonight your Bradenton Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates, take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, the single-A affiliate of the Detroit Tigers. Hi, everybody. Spencer Smith with you for the Marauders pregame show tonight. Marauders hit the road again, and they look to turn their season around as it has been trending in the wrong direction. The month of May has not been kind to the team, as this past week, the Marauders, unable to come up with a series win for the third consecutive week. They dropped the series at home against Fort Myers, 5-6, and were only able to avoid a series sweep at the hands of the Mighty Muscles in Sunday afternoon's finale with their 4-2 win. A well-played game, and hopefully for the team, a sign of better days ahead. That 4-2 win featured a career-high 5 innings from left-hander Jake Sweeney, who got the spot start in that series finale, and a solid job from the bullpen, Nick Mears, Junior Tebow, Denny Roman, Johan Montero, allowing just one unearned run the rest of the way in that win over the Mighty Muscles. Tonight, the Marauders opening their series against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and in doing so, they'll look to boost their record as well as their position in the standings. Lakeland currently sitting in third place in the division, just one game ahead of the fourth place Marauders. Flying Tigers are hot, though. They have won 4 games in a row and won their last series this past week against the Tampa Tarpons. Marauders tonight will send right-hander Valentin Linares to the hill. He'll be opposed by Venezuelan right-hander Wilkel Hernandez. We'll give you more information on those two men a little bit later, as well as both teams' starting lineups a little bit later on the broadcast. For now, we will step aside, and when we come back, we'll touch on a few recent roster moves that occur and, as a result, affecting the Marauders' lineup here in the series opener in Lakeland. That's coming up next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lee Cobb Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lee Cobb Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lee Cobb Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pregame show continues. Let's talk about the roster transactions that took place earlier today affecting the Marauders roster. There are a lot of them, so buckle up. New to the team, outfielder Angel Basabe, catcher Darwin Baez, catcher Grant Cook, and left-handed pitcher Joe Jakes. They're all new to the fold, so let's talk about each of those men a little bit. The outfielder Angel Basabe comes from Venezuela. He's a 21-year-old left-handed hitting and left-handed throwing outfielder, and spent the 2021 season in the Florida Complex League. Showed off some good speed, hit for a relatively low average at .214. Was not shy to take a few walks here and there, though, putting up a .314 on base percentage in 38 games in the Complex League last season. The catcher, Grant Cook, spent last season between High A Greensboro and Double A Altoona, who averaged 178, showed some good power, 10 home runs over those 70 games between the two levels last season. He is new to the Marauders, and he was the Pirates' fifth-round pick in 2018 out of the University of Arkansas. And finally, left-hander Joe Jakes, who was previously with AAA Indianapolis last season, 37 appearances all out of the bullpen. He is on minor league rehab assignment. New Jersey native was drafted in the 33rd round in 2018 by the Pirates out of Manhattan College, and he begins his rehab assignment with the Marauders here this evening. As a result, though, a couple of men had to come off the Marauders roster. Catcher Wyatt Hendry placed on the 7-day concussion IL today as a result of being hit in the helmet by a pitch on Saturday night back at Lecom Park. And we hope to see a speedy recovery for Wyatt. And also catcher Giovanni Planchart transferred from the Marauders roster down to extended spring training. Planchart was showing some pretty good discipline at the plate. Overall, the numbers were not there, though. 20 games, a 175 average, and no extra base hits for Planchart, who unfortunately was off to a slow start. We hope to see him back in full action soon as well. So there are your roster transactions leading into tonight's series opener here in Lakeland. We will step aside. When we come back, we'll give you the starting lineups for both teams. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Wojcicka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation night, Independence Day celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, where we get ready for game one of a six-game series for the Marauders against the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Let's meet the starting lineups, beginning with the visiting Marauders, a record of 20-25. Marauders are tied for fourth place in the West Division, and here's how manager Jonathan Johnston has written out his lineup card tonight. Center fielder Sergio Campagna continues his recent surge, on base safely in 15 of his last 17 games. He is playing center field and leading off. First baseman Brennan Dixon enjoying a solid month of May, a .424 on base percentage this month. He is batting second. Right fielder Rodolfo Nolasco riding a 9-game on base streak is batting third. Second baseman Jace Bowen, the team's home run leader with 6 on the year, is batting cleanup. One of the newcomers to the roster, left fielder Angel Basabe, bats fifth. Third baseman Alexander Mojica bats sixth. The DH tonight is Juan Jerez. He bats seventh with catcher Grant Cook, another newcomer to the club, batting eighth. Spent last season, as mentioned, between High A and a Double A. Shortstop Davies Nadal will bat ninth for the Marauders, who sent right-hander Valentin Linares out to the mound. ERA on the season, not pretty for Linares. 7.13 ERA, but the impressive strikeout stuff has been there. 32 strikeouts over 24 innings. He did get roughed up, though, in his last outing. Last week at home against Fort Myers, 4 runs allowed on 4 hits over just 3 innings of work, although he still managed to strike out 4 batters. For the homestanding Flying Tigers this evening, a record of 21-24, Flying Tigers have won 4 straight games. Here's how they'll line up for manager Andrew Graham. Third baseman Isaac Pacheco leads off with shortstop Manuel Sequeira batting second. Roberto Campos is playing center field and batting third. First baseman Justice Bigby is batting cleanup. The DH tonight for Lakeland is Donny Urys de la Cruz. He bats fifth. Second baseman Carlos Mendoza hits sixth. The catcher is Mike Rothenberg, the lone switch hitter in the order for Lakeland. He bats seventh. Right fielder Kingston Liniak, a familiar name from last season here in the Florida State League, will bat eighth. And the left fielder Esne Chacon will bat ninth for the Flying Tigers, who sent a 23-year-old Venezuelan right-hander Wilkel season for Hernandez here in 2022. 7 appearances, 6 starts, a 3.50 ERA, 7 walks, and 30 strikeouts over 18 innings of work. averaging pretty close to two strikeouts per inning. Opponents, however, have managed to square him up a fair amount, though. Opponents hitting 296 against Hernandez this season. The Marauders look for some pitches down the heart of the zone to handle and knock out all over the yard, which is a big yard, by the way, as we'll get to the dimensions of this ballpark a little bit later. So there are your starting lineups. West against West. The Marauders and the Flying Tigers coming up as the home plate meeting is going on right now. Managers Jonathan Johnston and Andrew Graham talking with the umpires tonight, who will be Matt Watkowski behind the plate and Alex Lowry on the bases. So there's your scene setter. There are your starting lineups. And that's a wrap here on the pregame show. We'll step aside when we come back. First pitch is coming your way from Publix Field in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like opening weekend, Star Wars night, fan appreciation, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing Pools and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us at Lecom Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Game and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ+ community. The evening's festade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Welcome back inside Publix Field in Lakeland, Florida, where the Marauders square off with the Lakeland Flying Tigers for game one of six here in this relatively recently renovated ballpark. This park renovated in 2016 into 2017. Flying Tigers had to take basically a season-long hiatus in Florida State League play. Played at an old ballpark about a mile and a half from here while this place was being renovated. About $37 million put into this place, and it is a beautiful and big ballpark. Finished with his warm-up tosses is right-hander Wilkel Hernandez for the Flying Tigers, who are wearing the alternate navy blue jerseys with the white pants here at home. The Marauders in the road grays from head to toe. Sergio Campagna will lead off for the Marauders tonight. Black number 13 outlined in gold on the back of the gray jersey. Campagna with a .406 on-base percentage over his last 17 games. Wind up in the game's first pitch by Hernandez. Comes in almost too far inside. It's dropped by the catcher Rothenberg. And we're underway at 6:32 p.m. 87 degrees and partly cloudy. Wind blowing in from right center. Here's the 1-0. Campagna brushed back by another one. High and tight for ball two. Okel Hernandez, a guy who's usually pretty sharp with his command. We mentioned in the pregame, only 7 walks over 18 innings. The 2-0. Campagna takes a knee-high strike. Plate umpire Matt Watkowski calling balls and strikes manually. No ABS in play tonight. Here's the 2-1. Campagna takes knee-high again, strike two. So it appears early on that bottom portion of the strike zone is going to be the generous part of it. Pitching forward. The windup by Hernandez. The pitch. Campagna swings and smashes one foul down the right field line. Well, this ballpark is big and it plays big. 340 feet down both the left and right field lines. And a cavernous 420 feet to dead center. Here we go, the 2-2 again. Campagna lays off a slider high. Wilkel Hernandez wears the white number 19 on the back of the navy blue jersey. He's into his motion. 3-2 pitch. Campagna takes it low for ball four. The Marauders in business with a leadoff walk. Let's meet the Flying Tigers defensively. In the outfield left to right, it's Esne Chacon, Roberto Campos, and Kingston Liniac. On the infield, Isaac Pacheco is at third base, Manuel Sequeira at shortstop, Carlos Mendoza the second baseman, Justice Bigby the first baseman, and the catcher Mike Rothenberg. Brendan Dixon the batter. He calls time before seeing a pitch. Dixon showing the high black socks, Pirates-themed socks. Pirates P logo on it and that Pittsburgh City skyline artwork at the bottom of those socks. Pretty flashy duds that a lot of players have been sporting this season. Hernandez deals to Dixon, who takes a fastball strike at 93 on the inner half. Infield shifting Dixon over. Second baseman Mendoza playing almost right up the middle. Third baseman Pacheco guarding the line. The 0-1. Dixon takes a nice slider outside corner for strike two. Just underway here in Lakeland. Sergio Campagna, a six-pitch leadoff walk. Takes his leadoff first. Biggie B holding him on. Pitch comes. Dixon swings and pops it up out of play on the first base side. Relatively limited foul territory here at Publix Field, especially as you get down the left and right field lines. Seating bowl juts out toward the lines as you get farther out. Now the 0-2 coming. There goes Campagna. Take high and inside by Dixon. No throw by the catcher Rothenberg. And Campagna. Campagna with his 10th steal of the season. He's in scoring position with nobody out. So the pitch ruled a ball to Dixon. 242 hitter on the season. We mentioned that 424 OBP in the month of May. The 1-2. Slider almost got him looking. Just off the outside corner away. Four home runs on the year for Dixon. Tied for second on the team alongside Alexander Mojica. Campagna with that leadoff second here in the first inning. Hernandez deals. Dixon takes strike three at the knees, and Dixon had tossed the bat aside. And unless we had the wrong count up here, that only would have been ball three. Would have been a walk even if it had missed the zone there. So Wilkel Hernandez earns a strikeout for the first out of the game. There's that wind you can hear on the crowd mic for those listening at home. Blowing right in from right center field. Flagpole atop the hill in left center field, indicating that breeze. Here's Rodolfo Nolasco. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Nolasco over his last couple of weeks, seeing the ball exceptionally well, reaching base safely in each of his last nine games, hitting .303 during that period. Good speed on second in Campagna. The 0-1, swing and a miss. He chased it high. Fastball amped up to 96 that time by Hernandez. Marauders have won just five of their last 18 games. Trying to reverse the narrative here this week in Lakeland. Pickoff move to second. Campagna is safe on the play. Oh, my goodness. Base umpire Alex Lowry appeared to be ready to pump his fist with the out signal, and the Flying Tigers flabbergasted that he didn't. It was a bang-bang play. So Campagna almost caught leaning. Get his lead again off second base. Hernandez delivers. Nolasco takes a breaking ball just outside. In addition to that nine-game on-base streak, Nolasco hitting safely in eight of those games. RBI opportunity for him here with Campagna on second. Right-hander with the 1-2. Campagna breaking for third. Swing and a miss. Throw down to third base is in time to get Campagna. And the inning is over on a strike him out, throw him out, double play. Nothing doing for the Marauders after all here. The first, we head to the bottom half. Valentin Linares to the mound. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPenzi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapenziplumbing.com.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th, May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Go to the bottom of the first inning in Lakeland. No score. Marauders unable to cash in on an early opportunity. And to the mound is right-hander Valentin Linares. Facing Isaac Pacheco. First pitch to Pacheco. Misses outside for ball one. Left-handed hitting third baseman comes from the Houston, Texas suburb of Friendswood, Texas. 19-year-old, well-built, 6'4", 225 pounds. Linares with a 1-0 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, smashed to first. Knocked down on the backhand by Dixon. Flipped to Linares, covering in time to get Pacheco. Well done by Dixon to Linares on the play. One away. Let's meet the Marauders defense. In the outfield left to right, it's Angel Basabe, Sergio Campana, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Around the horn on the infield, Alexander Mojica at third base. Davis Nadal, the shortstop. Jace Bowen, the second baseman. Brendan Dixon, the first baseman, whom we just met. And the new Marauder, Grant Cook, doing the catching. Righty on righty, here's Manuel Sequeira. The pitch, slider in there for a strike from Linares. Decent turnout here on a Tuesday for the series opener here in Lakeland. Partly cloudy skies overhead. Linares kicks and deals the 0-1, swing and a bouncer foul. Talked about the strikeout numbers coming into this game for Valentin Linares. 32 punch-outs over 24 innings of work. Big question this season has been the command. 16 walks issued over those 24 innings. As of late, though, he's done a reasonably good job staying within the zone. 0-2 pitch coming. Swing and a soft liner towards short on one hop. Nadal takes it. Throw on to first, and it's in time to get Sequeira by step. Nice play by Nadal on the ball that appeared to have a little bit of side spin on it, perhaps. The sure-handed Nadal fielding it cleanly. Two outs, bases empty for Roberto Campos, who Baseball America rates as the number 7 prospect in the Tigers organization. Pitch, Campos, right-handed batter, looks at a strike. Scoreless game as we see Linares come set.
Thank you, love. I'll be right back.
And the pitch on its way. That's Leiter. Is at the knees outside corners, and Campos did not like that call. No balls, two strikes. Linares looking for a clean first inning. Wind picking up, blowing in from right center. Linares deals the 0-2. Leiter sweeps outside. No go by Campos. Didn't move the bat off his shoulder. Campos hitting 247 this season. Three home runs with 19 RBI. The 1-2. Breaking ball, just low, not a bad spot. Stadium lights are on relatively early here at Publix Field. A lot of dark and gray clouds rolled through during the afternoon. We have thankfully stayed dry to this point. 2-2 coming. That is outside for ball three, so from 0-2 to 3-2. No runs, no hits, no errors. Zeros all the way across for both teams as we play here in the bottom of the first. 3-2 pitch is swung on and softly lined to shallow right center. That falls in for a base hit. And almost a collision in there in right center field between Nolasco and Campana, but there will be no extra base gained for Campos. Right fielder Nolasco didn't pick the ball cleanly off the grass at first. So a two-out single brings Justice Bigby to the plate. Runner on first, two gone. Linares sets, delivers. Big B, right-handed batter, takes low. Not a lot of power output this season from Big B. Only one home run for him in the season. Definitely fits that first baseman's power mold, though. 6'2", 200 pounds, 23. Here's the 1-0. Swing and a pop-up. Back behind home plate, out of play. Marauders unable to score in their half of the first. Sergio Campagna leadoff walk, stole second, was caught stealing third, ending the inning later on. Flying Tigers here with a two-out single, looking to make something of it. The 1-1, swing and a miss, Bigby out in front of it. Cautious leadoff, first base by Roberto Campos. Not a big threat to run. Next pitch swung on, lifted to right field, fairly deep. Back goes Nolasco, rounding it off to his left. And in fair ground, he makes the catch, and the inning is over. Flying Tigers, no runs, one hit, no errors, and one man left stranded. We go to the second. No score here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals. Kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Leecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now.
Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland. Marauders and the Flying Tigers playing game one of six this week. It'll be Jace Bowen opening up for Bradenton. Right-hander Wilkel Hernandez back for the second inning after a scoreless first. Into his windup in the pitch, Bowen takes a slider that drops low for ball one. Wind up and the pitch. Bowen swings and socks this one in the air. Foul down the right field line. Over toward the Pepsi porch here in Lakeland. Old covered porch. That roof with the quintessential red Florida architecture tiles on the roof of that little porch area. The 1-1 pitch. Bowen takes strike two with the knees. Gently knocking dirt from his cleats with the barrel of his bat. Steps out of the box for a second. Gets settled back in that tall open stance. 1-2 pitch from Hernandez, breaking ball, swing and a miss, and down goes Bowen. Jace not happy with himself, smacking the barrel of his bat with his right hand as he turns and leaves. Three strikeouts already for Wilkel Hernandez, and already we're seeing how he's racked up such an impressive strikeout rate this season. Angel Basabe, in for his Marauders debut, takes the first pitch low for ball one. Last season, Basabe in the Florida Complex League, 38 games, hit .214 with 16 RBI. 1-0, taken inside, left-handed batter, 2-0. When he did get on the base paths, though, liked to run. Perfect 5-of-5 in base-stealing attempts. 2-0 pitch, he swings and grounds it hard. Base hit through the right side into right field. Welcome to the Marauders, Angel Basabe. So the speedster on the bases to lead to give the Marauders a runner on here in the set. Brings up the scuffling Alexander Mojica. It's not been an easy time lately for Mojica. He was in his last seven games 0-for-20 during that spell. Trying to get things straightened out here. Righty on righty. No score. Top of the second. The pitch. Mojica looks at a fastball strike right down the middle. Batting average dipping down to 191 for Mojica. Although he does continue to draw some walks. The pitch, And that is inside. Masabe bluffing a steal off first on that pitch. Huge splits from Ohika this season. Hitting 286 against left-handers, only 170 against right-handers. Pick up move to first. Masabe dives in safely. Marauders unable to make anything of a leadoff walk by Campagna in the first. Trying to capitalize on a one-out single by Masabe here in the second. The pitch, Ohika takes a bit low for ball two. Good eye. Well, during those last seven games in which we mentioned Ohika was hitless, he still has drawn six walks. So still getting on base as best he can. See a little more power out of that bat, though. Pitch coming. A swing and a ground ball toward the third baseman, Pacheco. He takes it, goes to second for one. Throw to first a little bit high, but a good vertical stretch by Bigby. Around the horn, 5-4-3 double play. Ends the inning. We head to the bottom of the second. Still no score between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton 9 at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to five of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Back here at Publix Field, no score between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. Donnie Urys de la Cruz leads off for Lakeland here in the bottom of the second. Valentin Linares, big right-hander on the mound for the Marauders. Kicks and deals, and De La Cruz takes low and outside. 15 pitches, 10 strikes thrown by Linares in a scoreless first inning, working around a two-out single. Lean in for the sign. Hands together above the belt. Lifts his leg and fires. 1-0 pitches, cut on and missed. Seems to be a little change here for Linares. He used to go from a full windup with the bases empty. Now going exclusively from the stretch. 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball. Didn't break enough. It misses upstairs. That could be a conscious change for maybe a simplification of mechanics. Get a little more repeatable in the delivery, perhaps. Linares with a 2-1. There's a swing and a bouncing ball pulled to third. Backhanded foul by Ohika. Highly experienced, just about over a decade now, manager Andrew Graham of the Lakeland Flying Tigers. Skipper from down under, former professional catcher. Just won his 600th game as a manager over the weekend against the Tampa Tarpons. Win number 600 coming on Saturday. Here's the 2-2. Bounces up there and skips about 50 feet into the air, landing nearby. And the count runs full. Andrew Graham, managing in the Tigers organization since 2011, multiple different affiliates. Connecticut, West Michigan, Lakeland, AA Erie, back to Lakeland again. He's here in his second stint, second year of his second go-around here in 2022 with Lakeland. 3-2 pitch, take in, strike three at the knees, and De La Cruz seemed to know it.
Now batting, number 8, Carlos Mendoza.
So Valentin Linares earns his first strikeout of the game. left-handed hitting Carlos Mendoza will bat next. The stretch with the bases empty and the pitch by Linares. Bunt, good one, third base line. It rolls, foul picked up halfway down the line by Alexander Mojica. And Carlos Mendoza is being called out for some reason. I'm not sure why, and Andrew Graham down the third baseline wants to talk to Matt Watkowski. Conversation lasts all of 2 seconds. And he must have left the batter's box as he made contact with that ball. That's the only plausible explanation here, really. So Mendoza called out. What was a good bunt, rolled foul. A little bit of a gimme there for the Marauders. Two outs with the bases empty. Here's Mike Rothenberg. The pitch taken right down Broadway for a strike. Rothenberg, a switch hitting catcher from Miami Beach, native Floridian, hitting just 184 in 12 games for Lakeland. The 0-1. Swing. Playing baseball bingo here in Lakeland. Bingo numbers being announced over the PA system. The 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down goes Rothenberg. Strike three and a perfect second inning by Valentin Linares. We're quickly through two here in Lakeland. No score as we head to the third. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic T-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Right along to the third, and the Flying Tigers are scoreless. A couple of dueling right-handers. Valentin Linares for Bradenton. Wilkel Hernandez for Lakeland. Hernandez back to work on the bump. He faces Juan Jerez, Marauders DH tonight. Pitch coming, and Jerez looks at a fastball strike. Fastball from Hernandez tonight has ranged from 93, which was the last one, up to 96. 0-1, taken for strike two in the outside corner. Juan Jerez, 0 for his last 8 with 4 strikeouts. 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. He got him, strike 3. Already number 4 on the night for Wilkel Hernandez. The Marauders offensively tonight, victimized by a couple of double plays. Strike him out, throw him out variety in the first inning. And a more traditional 5-4-3 around the horn double play in the second. Here is Grant Cook making his Marauders debut. Crouched and open stance. Pitch the right-handed batter misses up and away. Fifth-round pick back in 2018 out of Arkansas by the Pirates. 10 home runs between two levels of the organization last year. The 1-0 taken low. Cook added to the Marauders roster from the complex earlier today. Fellow catcher Giovanni Planchart hitting the complex in exchange, freeing up that spot on the roster. Cook, last name spelled K-O-C-H. Native of the state of Arkansas, comes from Fayetteville. Here's Hernandez with the motion and the toss. 2-0 swung on line hard up the middle. One hopper sliding stop by Mendoza, the second baseman. Throw to first in time. What a play by Carlos Mendoza. A little slicing line drive up the middle off the bat of Cook, and Mendoza made it look easy and beautiful. 2 away for the Marauders. That'll bring up Davies Nadal. Slick fielding shortstop, showing the high Black Sox. Bats from the left side. He gets the first toss from Hernandez, showing bunt. Pokes one on the third base side. Foul. A little bit of a line drive bunt, thankfully for the Marauders, out of the reach of the third baseman Pacheco, who is charging in. In just his fourth game at single A. 2-for-8 at the plate in his first three games. The 0-1. There's a swing and a pop-up towards shallow left. This gets out of play. Dark green padded walls across the outfield, dotted with advertisements here in Lakeland. Clear bullpen fences, similar to what you see at Lecomp Park. They'll be on right field here. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a bouncer up the middle. This could trickle through. Backhand sliding stop by Mendoza, but no play at first. The speed, the wheels by Nadal motoring down the line, and he grabs an infield single. Well, another beauty of a sliding backhand stop by Mendoza, going farther up the middle this time, though. And nothing he could do. Infield single for Nadal. Marauders' third base runner of the night. Let's see if third time's a charm. Sergio Campagna, the batter. And the pitch. Campagna takes off the plate away. Well, wind has picked up again. Blowing in from right center. Big flag, American flag above the top of the hill in left center field. The pitch, swinging at a foul back. Flag really showing the stiffness of the breeze there. Got a little grassy knoll above left field here in Lakeland. Got what they call the Corona Cabana, a little bar and social area atop that hill. Video board resides above that bar. Pickoff move to first. Nadal dives in safely. No score. We're in the visitors' half of the third. Davies Nadal legging out an infield single. Sergio Campagna, a walk in his first plate appearance. Here's the toss by Hernandez. That misses in the dirt. And a little pump fake toward first base by the catcher Rothenberg. Cal moves to 2-1 on Campagna. Sergio hit a towering two-run homer to left field on Sunday afternoon in Bradenton, his first home run of the year. Pitch, a swing and a pop-up right side the infield. Second baseman Mendoza over. The first baseman, Bigby, makes the strand runner on first here in the third inning. Still scoreless here at Publix Field in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecomp Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecomp. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecomp Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Familiar foe here against the Marauders. Kingston Liniac leads off the bottom of the third for Lakeland. Marauders saw a lot of Liniac in a Lakeland uniform last year. Right-handed batter swings the first pitch from Linares and grounds one. Diving stop by Mojica at third. Throw to first from the knees is not in time. Liniac beats it out. What an effort, though, by Alexander Mojica on the glove side dive. Infield single for Kingston Liniac. Came into this game with a 148 batting average over 21 games for the Flying Tigers. So looking to boost that number in the small sample. Here is Esne Chacon. Right-handed batter takes the first pitch a little too high. This is the first time tonight the Flying Tigers have gotten the leadoff man aboard. Second baseman Bowen playing close to the bag. Linares fires the 1-0 pitch in the dirt, scooped out by Cook. Esne Chacon, 22-year-old from Puerto La Cruz, Venezuela. 6'1", a wiry 160 pounds, hitting 263 in 7 games for the Flying Tigers. The 2-0. There's a swing and a miss. Marauders saw a little bit of Chacon last season as well. Signed with the Tigers organization in July of 2016. Been in the organization for a while. 2-1 pitch, runner goes, a swing and a soft liner into shallow right for a base hit. And Kingston Liniac into third base easily. Right place, right time. And a little hit and run for the Flying Tigers pays off. This ballpark was a house of horrors last season for the Marauders, who lost 5 of 6 games here at the tail end of the regular season last year. Of course, the Marauders quickly rebounded. Very next series was the Low-A Southeast League Championship Series, in which they swept Tampa in 3 games. Marauders trying to play some better baseball here at Publix Field here in 22 than they did last season, though. Here's Isaac Pacheco, left-handed batter, takes one at the knees around outside corner, but just missing the zone, ball one. First and third, nobody out. Flying Tigers threaten to score first in this game. Linares brings the hands together. And the pitch coming. Pacheco swings and hits the high, towering fly ball to straightaway left. Basabe sizing it up, runner at third tagging. And the catch made by Basabe. Kingston Liniac tagging from third. He scores as the throw from left field goes into second base. And it's a one. Looks like the wise choice there. It's on help Basabe. He's fighting a little breeze there. Marauders opting to avoid a double tag up in advance there. There's Manuel Sequeira. Linares has the sign. Now the Marauders appeal to third base and safe. Motions plate umpire Matt Watkowski. Marauders appealing that Kingston Liniac left third a little too early. No, says Matt Watkowski. So back to business. Leaning in for the signal, Linares gets it, comes set. And the pitch on its way. Breaking ball misses wide. Second time through the order here for Valentin Linares. Couple of singles and a sack fly for the Flying Tigers here in the third have made it a 1-0 ball game. Chacon leads off first, not going. The pitch is at the knees, a strike. Sequeira going into a deep squat in the batter's box, trying to almost will that pitch out of the strike zone. 22 RBI in the season for Sequeira as we see a pickoff to first. Chacon diving in safely. Those 22 RBI for Sequeira lead the club. Feet spread wide apart in the batter's box from the right side. And a slight crouch in the stance. 1-1 coming. There goes the runner. Swing and a miss. Throw to second by Cook. Tails away from Bowen. Kicks off his glove and rolls into right center. Up with the balls to center fielder Campagna. Throw to third. Not in time. Another error hurts the Marauders. And safely at third base is Esne Chacon on a stolen base and an error. Question here is, who will be the error? Is that Jace Bowen will be charged with the error as the ball tipped off his glove. Infield up now, runner on third. The 1-2 pitch is caught on and missed. Wicked slider by Linares for strike three.
Batting number is 064. Again, 064. And now batting number 10.
Manuel Sequeira punched out. And now Linares will look to recover, facing Roberto Campos. Tigers' number 7 prospect, dangerous hitter from the right side with a runner on third base. Here's the pitch. Slider spins onto the outside corner, knee high, strike one. So that error has actually been charged to the catcher, Grant Cook, on the throw. Linares deals the 0-1, low and outside. Flying Tigers 1, Marauders nothing. Home half of the third inning here at Publix Field in Lakeland. Chacon gets his walking lead off third base into foul ground. The 1-1 pitch misses just outside. Roberto Campos worked the count full his last time before singling into right field. Linares comes set and is 2-1. That misses just down for ball 3. He falls behind in the count. Hands together by the big righty. 3-1 on its way. Campos swings big and misses. Chase the fastball high. Linares one strike away from keeping this a 1-run game. Flying Tigers, meanwhile, trying to add on with that man on third base. 3-2 pitch coming, a swing and a miss, and down goes Campos, strike 3. And Linares keeps the damage to a minimum here in the third inning. Flying Tigers take the lead 1-0, though, on the sack fly by Isaac Pacheco. We'll be right back for the fourth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Two, three, and four in the order for the Marauders here in the fourth inning. Publix Field in Lakeland. Marauders and Flying Tigers playing game 1 of a 6-game series. Brendan Dixon steps into the box against Wilkel Hernandez. Right-hander winds and fires, and first pitch swung on and smacked on the ground right to the third baseman Pacheco. He gobbles it up and fires across to first in time for the first out. Flying Tigers push the game's first run across in the bottom of the third. Infield single by Kingston Liniak. Hit and run play moved to hit to right field. And Isaac Pacheco delivered a sack fly to medium deep left field. Bases empty, one gone for Rodolfo Nolasco. Pitch by Hernandez is too low. Hernandez working at a nice quick pace on the hill for the Flying Tigers. Scattering 2 hits over his first 3 1/3. Pitch coming, a swing and a bouncing ball foul by Nolasco. Gustavo Amaña coaching at third, as per usual for the Marauders, picking that ball up on the ricochet. That wind really blowing in hard from right field. Breaking ball, a hanger, swing, and a foul back by Nolasco. Not pleased that they couldn't do more damage on it. Nolasco down on strikes his first trip. Trying to protect again here on 1-2. Hernandez deals and gets the outside corner of the knees for strike three. 95 on the fastball. And that's five strikeouts tonight for Wilkel Hernandez. Six of the last seven retired by the Lakeland righty. Here's Jace Bowen, who was also a strikeout victim. First pitch skips in the dirt. Jace Bowen hitting safely in each of his last two games. Hasn't quite been setting the world on fire lately with the bat, though. 2-for-17 in last week's series against Fort Myers. Next pitch low and inside, 2-0. Well, that was a big test of a series for the Marauders, who are facing a highly advanced Fort Myers lineup and pitching staff. 2-0 toss, swinging a bouncing ball, one hopper right back to the mound, snagged by Hernandez. He shortens the distance at first, underhand flip. In plenty of time, three up and three down, go the Marauders here in the fourth. We're on to the home half. Lakeland 1, Bradenton nothing. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in throwback uniforms, paying tribute to the Nine Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance for Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here on a warm Tuesday evening at Publix Field in Lakeland, the Marauders trail the Flying Tigers 1-0. Moving to the bottom of the fourth inning, right-hander Valentin Linares. Sharp for the most part tonight. Go to work against the middle third of the order for Lakeland. Justice Bigby, right-handed hitting first baseman, leading off. Pitch by Linares, and a slider taken outside. Bigby with a flyout to right field in his first trip to the plate this evening. Linares kicks and deals the 1-0. Bigby swings and smokes a line drive left field line. A fair ball and ticketed for the corner. Angel Basabe digs it out near the wall. And coasting into second base with a stand-up double is Justice Bigby. Bigby kicking up some chalk down the line there. Manager Jonathan Johnston is having some words with plate umpire Matt Watkowski. He steps onto the field, and Johnston is seeming to see differently on the fair ball call. And Johnston is looking very animated. It has been a frustrating stretch over the last 3-4 weeks, almost month now for the Marauders, and Johnston clearly frustrated and angry, walks away, ending the conversation. So leadoff double for Bigby. Threatens to dig the Marauders a deeper hole. Donny Urias de la Cruz next up. And the pitch by Linares. Right-handed batter swings, pops it up out of play into the seats on the first base side. Ball finding an empty couple of seats and bouncing further up that seating section. Dark green seats in the bowl all around, similar to what you see at Lecom Park. Beige and gray colors of the walls surrounding the seats. Next pitch is almost in the zone, just misses outside maybe. That's ball one. No runs, two hits, one error for the Marauders. The error did not come back to hurt them. One run, four hits, and no errors for Lakeland. Here's a 1-1. Swing and a miss. De La Cruz behind the fastball. Valentin Linares, four strikeouts tonight. Well ahead. Ahead in the count here, 1-2 on Donayuris De La Cruz. And the pitch from the righty. Swing and a miss. Filthy breaker in the dirt. Tag applied. No, not quite by Cook. He has to throw down to first after all to complete the strikeout, which he does. One away. Justice Bigby stays put on second. That breaking ball really looking good tonight from Linares. That brings up Carlos Mendoza, who appeared to have been called out on a bunt attempt due to being out of the batter's box when making contact on that bunt attempt last time. First pitch to him. Misses a little inside on the breaking ball. Mendoza, 279 hitter. Linares checks the runner on second, the 1-0. Up and away for ball two. Mendoza, a guy who will really make opposing pitchers work. 279 average, a 451 on base percentage. Thanks to 34 walks, outnumbered. Here's the 2-0. Low and inside for ball three. And he looked to be well on his way to maybe walk number 35 on the year. Don't see a lot of hitters like this anymore. Guys that walk a substantial amount more than they strike out. Carlos Mendoza, always a tough out. Left-handed batter gets the 3-0. And Linares gets one into the upper reaches of the zone, called strike one. Justice Bigby hit a rocket of a double down the left field line leading off the inning. He remains there with one out. Linares kicks and fires. 3-1 swung on and fouled back this way over the ballpark roof. And we'll see if Linares can battle back all the way from 3-0. Shortstop Nadal creeping behind Bigby, the runner on second. Pitch coming, 3-2 is swung on and lifted to left field. Fairly deep, Basabe turning and running, and onto the warning track. Makes the catch on a soft back pedal. Nicely done by Basabe, fighting the wind on that deep fly ball. And here comes Mike Rothenberg. Rothenberg, last year, drafted in the 12th round by the Tigers out of Duke. Native Floridian from Miami Beach. Chance to drive in a run for Lakeland here with the runner on second, two gone. Pitch by Linares. Rothenberg swings early and misses the off-speed. Last year, Rothenberg helped lead Duke to an ACC championship, the program's first since 1961. And the first in program history in its current format. The 0-1, Rothenberg takes a little high. And baseball runs in the blood for the Rothenbergs. Mike's brother Matt also played ball, played at Harvard 2015 through 2018. And a look back, but no throw from Linares, who just steps off the rubber. It was a huge 1-0, Lakeland on top here in the bottom of the fourth. Linares with a 1-1 pitch. Rothenberg takes inside. Fastball narrowly missing. Sack fly to left field by Isaac Pacheco in the third inning. So far, the game's only run. Hands together above the belt by Linares. And his 2-1 offering. Swing and a tapper foul at home plate. Look to get a little bit of that on the end of the bat. Linares working that changeup in a little bit now. Two balls and two strikes on the switch hitting catcher Rothenberg batting lefty against the right-hander. One more strike, strands that man on second for Linares and the Marauders. The delivery, 2-2, swung on, fouled right back this way in the backstop. Last few inches of that backstop at the top of it, stopping that ball from coming back here to the radio booth. This particular radio booth situated just barely off to the third base side of home plate. Here's the set by Linares again. The 2-2 once more. Swing and a liner into right field. Nolasco coming on. Plays on a hop. Runner being waved around third. Throw home from Nolasco is not in time as Grant Cook receives that ball a little bit up the first base line. So Mike Rothenberg delivers an RBI single, scoring Justice Bigby from second. And that disputed fair ball call on the double down the line comes back to haunt the Marauders. This was a team that the Marauders took 5 of 6 games from at Lecom Park in their home opening series. Here is Kingston Liniac going after the first pitch and popping it right up the elevator shaft. Grant Cook rips off the mask and watches the ball fall into the seating bowl. Still a lot of baseball to be played, but Lakeland getting momentum now here in the fourth inning. Moset Linares with the 0-1. Liniac swings and spot foul. Linares way ahead 0-2. On first base, Mike Rothenberg, an RBI single. The 0-2 from the right-hander. Swing and a miss. Got him to chase in the dirt. And that wicked breaking ball comes in handy again for Linares. But the Tigers push across another run, making it 2-0 after 4 innings here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Lecom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Lecom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Lecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Historic Publix Field, a 2-0 score in favor of the home team. Marauders trailing by 2 as 5, 6, and 7 of the order come up for the Marauders here in the fifth inning. Spencer Smith back with you on this Tuesday evening, a warm and a windy one here in Central Florida. Angel Basabe leads off for the Marauders. Left-handed batter swings and bounces one to second base. Right there for Carlos Mendoza, and the throw to first almost pulls the first baseman Bigby off the bag, but he receives it with a good stretch out to his glove side. One pitch and one away. A right-hander, Wilkel Hernandez, tonight's Lakeland starter, sailing into a nice groove, retiring 5 in a row. And 8 of his last 9. Here's Alexander Mojica. First pitch, inside, just brushing by his belt buckle. Mojica grounded into an inning-ending 5-4-3 double play back in the second. The 1-0. Take in low. Flying Tigers, one run each in the third and in the fourth. Sack fly, Isaac Pacheco in the third. Mike Rothenberg, RBI single in the fourth. Here's the 2-0 to Mojica. He swings and lines one hard down the third base line. Backhand diving stop by Pacheco. The throw to first base is on the money in time. Four out number 2. That is not the first time the Marauders have been robbed tonight. That is some solid glove work and a strong arm by Isaac Pacheco. Quickly 2 away. Marauders 5 games under .500. So it's not quite their low watermark of the season, but certainly things have not been going as planned lately. Juan Jerez whacks the first pitch foul, right field line. Marauders have not won a series since their series against the Dunedin Blue Jays at home. several weeks ago. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Jerez takes in the dirt. 5 of the 6. Next pitch is in for a strike. April 26th through April 30th. Marauders have yet to win a series in the month of May. And with this being the final day of May, Marauders will not technically win a series here in the month of May. 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced up the middle. A one-hopper right into the pitcher. Glove, and Wilco Hernandez throws the first in time. Inning over. Marauders go in order again here in the fifth. They trail 2-0 here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit manateememorial.com for more information.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Bad luck biting the Marauders a couple of times already tonight here in Lakeland. Flying Tigers lead the Marauders 2-0 for those just joining us. Bottom of the third, Flying Tigers got the game's first run on a sack fly to left field by Isaac Pacheco. They made it 2-0 in the fourth inning on an RBI single to right field by Mike Rothenberg. So miss for Bradenton, who for the most part is spotting up his pitches pretty well tonight. Has given up hard contact a couple of times. And it looked to avoid the barrel of bats here in the fifth inning. That's Nate Chacon, number 9 hitter in the order, singled his last time up. Chacon with a wide open and crouching stance from the right side. Pitch by Linares. Chacon takes outside. Lean in by Linares, getting the signal from Cook. Righty kicks and deals. 1-0 swung on, popped up. First base side, heading way out of play. Last season, two stints with Lakeland for Esne Chacon after beginning the season in the Florida Complex League. Here's a 1-1 pitch. She swings and misses in front of the breaking ball from Linares. Chacon hitting right at 300 on the nose. He's playing in his eighth game with Lakeland this season. Next one, low and inside. .300 hitter with one RBI in the season. Here in his first handful of games for the Flying Tigers. 2-2 pitch. Swing and a line drive into left field. Basabe plays on a long hop. There's a leadoff single for Esne Chacon.
Now batting, number 34, Isaac Pacheco.
And this loaded top of the order for the Flying Tigers. They'll threaten to widen this 2-0 advantage. Isaac Pacheco, Tigers' number 13 prospect in the organization, according to Baseball America. Left-handed batter gets the first offering. Swinging a crack bat liner over the leaping reach of the shortstop, Nadal, into left center for a hit. And here come the Flying Tigers again. Bring up Manuel Sequeira. Well, the streak now of games in which the opponents have scored first against Bradenton has become staggering. A look at second. Linares deals. First pitch grounded to short. Could be two. Nadal takes it. Goes to Bowen at second for one. Bowen to first. In time! And with the pick on the backhand, Brendan Dixon at first base, saving a throwing error. So that's a little help behind Valentin Linares. Up to third base goes Chacon. And the Marauders are that much closer to making that leadoff single no big deal. Here's Roberto Campos, Tigers' number 7 prospect. Pitched by Linares. Campos takes low. Six-four-three double play, giving the Marauders their first two outs of the inning defensively. Lakeland out to a 2-0 lead. The 1-0 pitch, a swing and a liner to left field. Basabe moving toward the line. Slides, and he makes the catch, ending the inning. What a play by Angel Basabe. A smooth slide across the grass in left field, and the inning is over. So the leadoff single ends up being stranded at third here in the inning. But through five, the Flying Tigers lead the Marauders 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. He's late every morning. Okay, squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Pitcher into the game for the Flying Tigers, right-hander Willyander Moreno takes over in relief. And so that's it for Wilkel Hernandez, who was pretty impressive tonight. Five scoreless innings for Hernandez. Gave up only two hits, no runs, one walk, five strikeouts. And he's in line to be the winning pitcher in this one if the home team can hold that lead. The Marauders, though, trying to change that. Here's Grant Cook to lead off the sixth.
Leading off number 17.
So Cook, bounce out to the second baseman on a hard one-hopper, his first time up. Up here for his second at bat as a Marauder. Moreno deals, and misses way upstairs with his 94-mile-per-hour fastball. Moreno is 6.52 ERA this season. 23-year-old righty from Venezuela. Next pitch is in for a strike. He works from the first base end of the rubber, tosses the 1-1. Cook swings and lifts this one fairly deep to left field. Down the line, toward the corner, Chacon over and makes the catch just a couple of steps into foul ground. One gone. Well, now Leander Moreno. Eight hitters in a row retired. And 11 of the last 12. Here's Davies Nadal from the left side. Pitch in for a strike. Marauders facing one incredible pitching performance after another lately. 0-1 pitch, a swing and a ground ball, base hit into left field. Nadal goes the other way. Infield single his first time up, now pokes one through the left side. Nadal a nice 2-for-2 out of the 9th spot in the order. Back to the top of the lineup with Sergio Campana. Moreno sets and delivers. Campagna lays off low and away. Marauders have really been enjoying the recent run of success for Campagna at the plate. 406 on base percentage over his last 17 games played. Pitch outside, snap throw to first, and just in safely in time. Retreating, Nadal. Campagna getting more chances lately to utilize those wheels on the base paths. Getting on base more frequently. The toss, swing and a drive out of play down the right field line. On this mostly overcast evening, the sun poking out through the clouds again. Sunshine splashing out of the outfield. Majority of the infield still covered in shade as that sun sets on the third base side. The 2-1. Campagna takes a bit low for ball three. Catcher Rothenberg holding that pitch there, an extra beat, trying to try and get a strike call. 3-1 the count with Nadal on first base. Toss to Campagna. Outside for ball four. Nadal diving into second base, not realizing the pitch was ball four, and he was going for a straight steal there. But he gets put Campagna. His second walk of the evening. And the Marauders are going to bring the go-ahead run to the plate in Brendan Dixon. First and second with one away. Moreno lifts his leg and delivers. And that fastball a little too high. Brendan Dixon this season with runners in scoring position. He is batting 360. Pickoff move to second. This bounces off the glove of the second baseman, Mendoza. Runners moving up a base each. There will be no play anywhere for Lakeland. So the Marauders playing a little small ball here in the sixth inning. And putting the pressure onto the Lakeland pitcher in defense. And Brendan Dixon with a primo run-scoring opportunity. Second and third with one away. On the pickoff throw from Moreno that bounced off the glove of Mendoza covering. Here's the set. The pitch to Dixon. Taken for strike one up in the zone. That, I'm sure, will be an error charge to Mendoza. Throw was pretty much right there. Couldn't look it into his glove. 1-1 to Dixon. Taken for strike two at the knees. Shaking his head slightly to himself. Didn't seem to like the call. 1-2, trying to put something into play. The pitch from Moreno. Dixon swings and misses strike three. Not what the Marauders wanted there. So now two outs, and Rodolfo Nolasco needs to come up with a base hit to drive home at least one. Lakeland leading 2-0, two in scoring position, though, for Bradenton. Pitch to Nolasco, and is in for strike one. Here's the set by Moreno at the belt. The 0-1, Nolasco swings and pops it up first base side. This heads out of play. But he is in an 0-2 hole at the plate. So Nolasco hitting over 300 during his last nine games. Can he keep the streak going here? The 0-2 pitch, 0-1. Looked like a slider on the 0-2, not an easy pitch to lay off. He's been doing a better job lately of laying off those pitches. Moreno, hands together. Now the 1-2 offering. Nolasco swings and pops this one out of play. First base side. On top of the roof of the ballpark, protecting the seating bowl. A couple of scattered fans trying to gauge the angle of that incoming pop-up. Didn't have the chance to make a play. Here we go again. The 1-2 pitch from Moreno. Nolasco takes low and outside. Ball two. Davies Nadal on third base. Sergio Campagna on second. Both men run well. 2-2 to Nolasco. Swinging a bouncing ball pulled to third. Pacheco has it on a tough hop. The throw to first is in time. And the Marauders squander a golden opportunity here in the sixth inning. Still 2-0 Lakeland as we head to the bottom of the sixth. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
First time this season, Marauders right-hander Valentin Linares will work into the sixth inning. So we go to the bottom of the sixth here in Lakeland. Publix Field, 2-0 your score. Flying Tigers on top. And Valentin Linares working around some trouble here and there, allowing only two runs over his first five innings and trying to keep things sharp as he continues along through the Flying Tigers order. Spencer Smith back with you. The wind is continuing to pick up, blowing in from right field. Not a particularly hospitable environment for hitters tonight. And the scoreboard so far reflects that. Sun is shining through the clouds, though, off of the third base side. Infield covered in shade, most of center field drenched in sunshine. And for the Flying Tigers, 4, 5, and 6 in the order against Linares. Justice Bigby the hitter. First pitch. Taken just inside. Linares sets, now deals the 1-0. Bigby swings and taps one foul. Ricochets off the padded backstop. Flying Tigers bat boy runs and grabs it. The 1-1. Swinging a scorcher on two bounces right to the second baseman, Bowen. He gathers and throws to first base in time. Bigby hit it hard, but into the wrong place. So there's a new season high in innings pitched for Valentin Linares, 5 1/3. Here comes down to Urys De La Cruz, who I believe uses the same walk-up song as does Juan Jerez. Righty-on-righty matchup with bases empty. The pitch to De La Cruz. Swinging a weak bouncer foul. Third base line. Now the 0-1 pitch coming. Swing and a big league pop-up over the infield. Third base line. Mojica coming in. Foul ground. He makes the two-handed catch. Nicely done by Alexander Mojica. Got closer and closer to the home plate circle, but he had the much more favorable angle than did catcher Grant Cook. Here's Carlos Mendoza, left-handed hitter, 0-2 tonight. Pitch by Linares, a swing and a liner the other way into left field for a base hit. Flying Tigers, not to be denied here in the sixth inning. We have seen just one clean inning tonight from Valentin Linares. That's not to say that he hasn't been sharp. Most of his pitches have been pretty well spotted tonight. The Flying Tigers have had at least one base runner in every inning except the second. Mike Rothenberg, the hitter, he looks at a strike. Carlos Mendoza, the runner on first. He runs well, 6 of 8 in steals. Hopping out to a good-sized lead on first. Dixon holding him on. Linares delivers. And the pitch low and outside. Good scoop out of the dirt by Cook, who went bouncing into a throwing position. No go, though, for Mendoza. RBI single last time by Mike Rothenberg. Pick off to first. And diving in safely. No tag. Mendoza. Guy you really have to keep an eye on, especially in a close game like this. Pitch, not moving, and that offering is high. Two balls and a strike from Valentin Linares. Two gone here in the bottom of the six. Lakeland leading 2-0. Warm breeze pushing in from right field. Rothenberg, the lefty batter, waits. 2-1 toss. Off-speed pitch guides itself into the top portion of the zone for strike two. Linares going to try and keep those down. Those mistake pitches on off-speed, upper part of the strike zone, tend to get hammered pretty frequently. The right-hander ready. Mendoza breaks for second. The pitch is outside. Cook's throw to second base is not nearly in time as Mendoza dives in headfirst safely. The Marauders' success rate in throwing out base runners has not been good this season. And so another runner moves into scoring position for the Flying Tigers. Count 3-2 as Mendoza is calling time. Bending over to tie his left shoe on second base. Escape the inning and strand a runner on second. And time called by Grant Cook behind the plate. Linares getting the signal from his battery mate. Hands together, he is ready. And now time called this time by Mike Rothenberg. Front of the navy blue jersey, all dirty for Mendoza, the runner on second base. 3-2 coming, and Rothenberg takes just inside for ball four. Here comes Kingston Liniac. 22-year-old from La Jolla, California, just outside of San Diego. We'll have to wait to see his first pitch. Timeout call. Pitching coach Yorman Bazzardo coming out for a mound visit. No action just yet in the Marauders' bullpen. That's partially due to what has been, for the most part, relatively economical usage of pitches by Valentin Linares tonight. That pitch count just now reached 84 with two outs here in the fifth inning. And that long plate appearance just now to Mike Rothenberg didn't help that. But now a right-hander starting to throw in the Marauders' pen. Sergio Umana starting to throw in the Marauders' bullpen way out beyond right center field. Some very deep gaps here at Publix Field. So that visiting bullpen quite a ways away. Flying Tigers bullpen adjacent on the opposite side of a divider. Kingston Liniac the batter. The pitch by Linares. That's a little high and outside. Ball one. Two outs, two aboard, bottom of the sixth for Lakeland, threatening to extend their 2-0 lead. Linares ready, and this is inside for ball two. Liniac, 6'2", 200 pounds in the right-handed box. Gets the 2-0 offering, swings big and fouls it back. Linares was in good shape to open up this inning. Ground out and a soft pop out into foul territory. Since then, a line drive single, a stolen base, and a six-pitch walk. Here is the set. And the right-hander with a 2-1. Liniac swings, cracks his bat, popped up in the center of the infield. Shortstop, Nadal wants it, makes the two-handed catch, and the inning is over. And Valentin Linares matches his career high with six innings of work tonight. We head to the seventh, though. The Marauders looking for runs, trailing 2-0 here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to five select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include one ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day, get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable, and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go Marauders!
Statistically speaking, Valentin Linares has just turned in the second quality start of the season by a Marauders pitcher. Marauders bats trying to support him now. Jace Bowen swings through a first pitch slider low and outside. 0-1 the count against right-hander Willyander Moreno. No runs, 3 hits, 1 error for the Marauders. 2 runs, 8 hits, 1 error for the Flying Tigers tonight. The windup by Moreno and the pitch. Bowen swings and knocks a foul ball off to the right. Out toward the seats. Marauders got two aboard, two in scoring position in the six, unable to take advantage. 0-2, Bowen swings and lifts this one down the right field line, drifting out of play. No balls, two strikes. Willyander Moreno in his second inning of relief tonight. 0-2 again, Bowen frozen, strike 3 on a slider. Bowen 0 for 3 out of the cleanup spot tonight. That brings up Angel Basabe, 1 for 2 in his Marauders debut. Wind up and the pitch by the righty. Basabe swings in, stings a ground ball foul down the first baseline. Basabe's hit came in his first at bat in the second inning. Hard bouncing ball pulled through the right side of the infield. Now the windup and the 0-1 offering. Changeup catches the outside corner, strike 2. Willyander Moreno, crafty stuff on the mound in relief. Basabe gets the 0-2, takes in the dirt. Good night. Basabe also handling left field defensively well tonight in his single A debut. 1-2 coming. Swinging a bouncing ball back to the mound. Moreno has it. Underhand toss to the first baseman, Bigby. In plenty of time, two outs. That's three times now Marauders hitters have bounced one right back to the mound. Not a lot of hard contact from Bradenton hitters tonight. Three hits for the Marauders, all singles. Here is Alexander Mojica, 0 for 2. The toss. Mojica takes a slow breaker that misses wide. Working quickly, Moreno, the full windup and the 1-0. Swing and a foul back. Other scores in the Florida State League tonight. St. Lucie leading Daytona 5-2, bottom 8. Palm Beach leading Jupiter 2-1, bottom of the 6th. 1-1, Mojica takes at the knees, strike 2. Mojica, a little backwards bend at the waist, not caring for the call. Just underway in Clearwater. Dunedin and the Threshers squaring off. Here's a swing and a liner into left field by Mojica. Hangs up long enough for the left fielder Chuck Cohn. Hardest hit ball of the night by a Marauder, and it's caught for an out. Time to stretch here in Lakeland. Remains a 2-0 Flying Tigers lead. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leecom Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt and jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Fresh arm out of the bullpen for the Marauders here in the seventh inning. Right-hander Sergio Umana will take over on the mound for Valentin Linares, who finishes with a quality start tonight. Six innings, eight hits allowed, but only two runs surrendered by Linares. Walked one, struck out six. Esne Chacon, nine hitter in the order, two for two tonight. Will lead off against Umana, reliable strike thrower. Into his windup and the pitch. Chacon swings and lines one to center field in for a base hit. Number nine hitter in the order, three for three tonight for Lakeland.
Now batting, number 34, Isaac Pacheco.
I'll bring up Isaac Pacheco. Now clearly, Black Tigers know exactly what they have here in the right-hander Umana, a guy who's so consistently in the strike zone. Oftentimes not a bad strategy against guys like Umana. First pitch swinging. Look for something to hit. First pitch of Pacheco. Swung on, lifted down the left field line. Long run for Basabe, but he'll watch it fall out of play. Isaac Pacheco. Six home runs. Leads his team. Sack fly back in the third inning. Produced the game's first run. He extends his left hand. Calls time. That sack fly in the third, RBI number 20 for Pacheco, 21 for Pacheco on the year, second most on the club. The 0-1 pitch, Pacheco leans away from one low and inside. Marauders offense managing only this evening. Not producing with men in scoring position. Umana trying to keep it as close as possible. The pitch, Pacheco swings and grounds one, base hit into left field. Stopping at second base, Esne Chacon. And this is really starting to feel like a rough task for Marauders pitchers. Marauders pitchers under such stress right now with the bats unable to produce. That's every extra hit allowed by the pitching staff puts that much more strain on the team. Isaac Pacheco with a two-hit night. First and second with nobody out for the Flying Tigers. Here is Manuel Sequeira, 0-for-3. That's 10 hits this evening for Lakeland. Pitch by Umana. Sequeira swing and a pop-up. Third base side out of play. Sounded like a jam shot. Umana looking for some weak contact. Perhaps an infield grounder. Righty checks second and the 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball onto the outside corner for strike two. Perfect spot. Esne Chacon on second. Isaac Pacheco on first for the Flying Tigers. Leading 2-0, threatening to add on here in the seventh inning. The 0-2 pitch. Low and outside. Couldn't get a chase on the breaking ball. Sergio Umana, 22-year-old from Nandaime, Nicaragua. Turned 22 just 10 days ago. The 1-2 offering. Breaking ball. Almost got him, but it's just low for ball two. Every pitch crucial here in this spot. 2-0 game. Flying Tigers looking to add on. He got him, strike three. Sequeira going fishing a little, low and outside after that pitch. And a big first out here in the bottom of the seventh inning. That brings up Roberto Campos. One for three. Singled in the first inning. Was left stranded. Umana ready. And the pitch. Taken low. Campos lined one softly to left field last time up. Robbed of a base hit on a sliding catch. A beauty by Angel Basabe, ending that fifth inning. First and second with one out. Umana delivers. And taken low and outside. Campos works it to 2-0. Slight bit of light gray cloud cover working its way toward the ballpark over right field. Nothing that looks particularly threatening, though. Umana comes home with a 2-0 pitch. That's there, the knees for strike one. A wind in from right field has not let up. American flag atop the grassy knoll in left center. Blowing pretty stiffly in that breeze. Runners take their leads up first and second as the 2-1 pitch comes from the righty. And that's in there for a strike two, upper parts of the strike zone. And Sergio Umana looking for a crucial second out, maybe more. Second baseman Jace Bowen close to the bag. Marauders infield shading the righty pull hitter, a little bit to that pull side. 2-2 toss, low and outside. A good backhanded stab by Cook. So now the count runs full. Umana and the Marauders do not want to load the bases here and give a big opportunity to Justice Bigby, who waits on deck. Glove on his chest is rather above the belt. The 3-2 pitch is taken. Strike three of the letters, and Roberto Campos does not like it. Instantly turned toward Matt Watkowski, the plate umpire, and had a couple of choice words for him. Say, can't fully blame Campos there. Though we don't have the most accurate view of the strike zone from up here in the radio booth. Can maybe understand his gripes to a certain extent. First and second, two outs for Justice Bigby. Umana, long look at second. Now the pitch is in for strike one. Fastball in the upper 80s from Umana. Not a hard thrower. Meanwhile, another right-hander loosening in back of him in the Marauders' bullpen. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball swung on, lifted down the right field line. Nolasco chasing after it. Toward the corner, he runs out of room as the ball falls onto that red-tiled rooftop over the Pepsi deck. Now Umana way ahead in the count, 0-2. Right-hander from Nicaragua, entering this game with a 1.29 ERA over seven innings, spread out over four appearances as a Marauder this season. He sets, and his 0-2 pitch to Bigby is taken low, ball one. Bigby blistered a double back in the fourth inning, grounded out softly to the second baseman last time up. Umana nods to the signal. Ready. Checks the runner on second, and the 0-2 pitch, make that the 1-2, is cut on and missed for strike three. Sergio Umana escapes trouble here in the seventh inning and keeps it a two-run game. On to the eighth inning, the Marauders running out of time. They trail 2-0 here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
It all started with five. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer video inspection, repiping, and drain cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leecom Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Lecom Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Marauders pitching staff has worked hard all night long. Now the bats need to get to work, trailing 2-0 here in Lakeland. Juan Jerez leads off. The first pitch is swung on, it smoked to left center. This is a gapper and could be extra bases for Jerez. He is around first. Left fielder up with the ball, throwing to second base is not in time as Jerez is up standing at second with a double. Just the shot in the arm the Marauders needed here in the eighth inning. And as Juan Jerez represents good speed on the bases for Bradenton, that will bring up Grant Cook. Time called as Jerez will meet third base coach Gustavo Omana halfway between second and third base, giving him his protective equipment for Bradenton. And Marauders with their fourth hit of the night, their first for extra bases. Grant Cook looking for his first base knock as a Marauder. Righty on righty matchup, Willyander Moreno the pitcher, and his slider misses low and outside. Last season, split between Greensboro and Altoona, high A and double A for Grant Cook. Hit just 178, great power though, 10 home runs in those 70 games with 36 RBI. Moreno the 1-0. Cook takes a fastball for strike one. Former fifth round pick in 2018 by the Pirates. Working well with Valentin Linares and Sergio Umana, the two Marauders pitchers so far. Looking for offensive support. 1-1 pitch. Swing and a liner to center. Base hit by Cook. Jerez into third base. And a bobble in center field by Campos, but Jerez will not take the extra base. Well, Campos recovered the ball quickly, and so Jerez stays put at third base despite the bobble. And on at first base with a single is Grant Cook. Well, you have to wonder if maybe the speedy Jerez could have scored on that bobble in center field. We'll see how that consequences of that play out over the next couple of at-bats. Davies Nadal will be the next hitter. 2-for-2 out of the 9 spot in the order tonight. Moreno lifts his leg and deals, and Nadal turns away from one that clips the inside corner. Called a strike. Willyander Moreno on for his third inning of work out of the bullpen. And timeout called. Right fielder Kingston Liniak jogging in from right field. Oh, a ball got loose from the seats. A couple of kids sitting in a section right there adjacent to the field were maybe playing light catch within the stands. Not really a good idea when you're that close to the field. Ball rolled on to the field. Ready to go now. The 0-1. Nadal swings in. Lines dugout. He's in an 0-2 hole. Now Lakeland with some right-handed action in their bullpen. Marauders, Juan Jerez on third, Grant Cook on first base. Here's the pitch by Moreno. Swing and a miss. Nadal chases the off-speed in the dirt.
Now batting number 13, Sergio Campana.
Sergio Campana next up. 0-for-1 with a pair of walks tonight. Right-hander throwing for the Flying Tigers is Carlos Marcano. Pitch to Campana. It is a knee-high fastball. Strike one. This is the Marauders' big opportunity here. First and third with one out, trailing by just two runs. Moreno delivers. Swing and a miss by Campana through a slider for strike two. Bradenton just 1-for-6 with men in scoring position tonight. Campana facing an 0-2. Moreno the pitch, and it's taken for strike three, frozen on a fastball. Campana thinking it was high and having some parting words for plate umpire Matt Watkowski. And somebody's talking to Watkowski from the Marauders dugout. I think it's Jonathan Johnston, who is right on that top step of the dugout. So the Marauders yet again in danger of wasting a run-scoring opportunity. Brennan Dixon trying to bring in at least Juan Jerez from third. The pitch, Dixon takes onto the outside corner for strike one. No runs, 5 hits for Bradenton, 2 runs, 10 hits for Lakeland. Pitch to Dixon, low and outside, a good backhand reach by Rothenberg. Jerez inches off third base, Grant Cook off of first. Pitch to Dixon, swing and a line drive to the shortstop, caught by Sequeira, inning over. The Marauders strand a pair here in the top of the eighth inning, and they trail 2-0 here in Lakeland. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey, Marauders fans. Jump aboard and join the First Mates Kids Club today. It's open to all kids ages 12 and under. For just $25, you get tickets to 5 select games, a First Mates t-shirt, a First Mates membership card, 15% off merchandise, and more. Join the Marauders First Mates Kids Club and enjoy the benefits all season long. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com.
Manatee Memorial Hospital is available 24/7 with high-quality treatment at our expanded emergency care center. As an accredited chest pain center by the American College of Cardiology and with a comprehensive stroke certification from Healthcare Facilities Accreditation Program, our caring team will be ready when you arrive. Remember, if you experience symptoms of a possible heart attack or stroke, quickly call 911. Visit ManateeMemorial.com for more information.
Hey fans, this is Marauders General Manager Craig Rzeka. If you're looking for some summer fun, grab one of our all-new 5-game Flex Packs. These packs include 1 ticket each to 5 of the most exciting games on the schedule, like Opening Weekend, Star Wars Night, Fan Appreciation Night, Independence Day Celebration, and more. You'll also get guaranteed giveaway items where applicable and free gifts. For more information, visit BradentonMarauders.com. Let's go, Marauders!
On a warm summer evening, there's nothing like an ice-cold beverage. Every Thursday this season at Leacom Park is Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser and Ticket Sarasota. Each Thursday this season, fans 21 and over can enjoy specials on beer, and fans of all ages can enjoy specials on soft drinks. Come beat the heat this summer with Thirsty Thursdays at Leacom Park. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Left-hander Joe Jakes on minor league rehab assignment. We'll pitch the bottom of the eighth inning for the Marauders here in Lakeland. A 2-0 lead in favor of the Flying Tigers. And left-hander Jakes will face 5, 6, and 7 in the Tigers' order. Jakes wears number 51 on the back of the gray jersey. Sidearm delivery. Swinging a foul back by Donny Uris de la Cruz. 0-1 the count. One scoreless inning in the books, and the night is finished for reliever Sergio Umana. Worked just 1 inning behind Valentin Linares, who went 6 tonight. Jakes, hands together below the belt, slings the 0-1 in there, low and outside, it misses. The Marauders' bats have not been without their opportunities tonight. Just 1-for-8, though, with runners in scoring position, including leaving men on the corners in the top of the eighth. The 1-1, low and outside from Jakes, 2 balls and 1 strike. Wind howling in from right field, coming into the radio booth here. The set. And Jakes with the 2-1 offering. Swing and a miss by De La Cruz. See the base umpire Alex Lowry at times. Those dark gray pant legs billowing in the breeze. The set. 3-2 pitch from Jakes is swung on and fouled off late on the swing. De La Cruz. And it remains full. Joe Jakes hails from Shrewsbury, New Jersey. 33rd round pick by the Pirates in 2018 out of Manhattan College. Left-hander deals the 3-2, and that's taken for strike three. Beauty of a pitch. Fastball outside corner. Got him looking.
Now batting, number 8, Carlos Mendoza.
Rough night for Donny Uris de la Cruz. He's 0-4 with 3 strikeouts. There's Carlos Mendoza, who is 1-3. And a lefty-lefty matchup here. Bases empty, one gone. Flying Tigers lead the Marauders 2-0 here in the bottom of the eighth. Pitch comes in. Joe Jakes pitched at AAA Indianapolis last season. Exclusively in relief. Here's the 1-0 pitch. He gets it in there for a strike. Southpaw stands 6'4", 210 pounds. Ready. Now lifts his leg, fires the 1-1. Swing at a softliner foul off on the third base side. 27-year-old. Last season, a workhorse out of the Indianapolis bullpen. 37 relief appearances, 48 innings, a 4.31 ERA. 1-2 pitch, slider, a swing, and a miss. Down goes Mendoza for strike three. Joe Jakes looking sharp on minor league rehab assignment for the Marauders tonight. And he'll go up against Mike Rothenberg next. He will turn around and bat right-handed for the first time this evening, facing a lefty. Jakes lifts his leg and deals to Rothenberg, and the right-handed batter takes a breaking ball into the inside corner, a strike. A look ahead to the Marauders' top of the ninth. 3-4-5 the order due up. Nolasco, Bowen, Basabe. The 0-1, breaking ball, this one swung on, lifted to left field fairly deep. Basabe running after it, makes the catch. No problem, shy of the track, inning over, but the Marauders coming to the plate in the ninth, facing their last chance, trailing 2-0. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us for the most exciting night of the season. Fan Appreciation Night at Leacon Park is Saturday, September 3rd. Enter the 9 innings of winnings drawing for the chance to win awesome prizes and stay after the game to catch the final fireworks show of the season presented by Budweiser. Fans will also have a chance to vote on which on-field promotions and music they want to see and hear throughout the evening. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
It all started with one man and a truck back in 1985. Today, LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air is still family-owned and operated, specializing in all phases of plumbing, including service repairs, new construction, remodels, sewer cleaning. They also offer full-service air conditioning and complete pool services, including maintenance, repair, and remodels. For your next home project, trust the professionals at LaPensi Plumbing, Pools, and Air, a reputation built on trust. Visit them at www.lapensiplumbing.com.
Join us for Star Wars Night at Leacon Park on Friday, June 11th. Come see character appearances and watch the Marauders play in their special Star Wars-themed jerseys. Those jerseys will be auctioned off after the game, with proceeds benefiting the Miracle League of Minnesota. Be sure to stick around for an epic Star Wars-themed fireworks show after the game, presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come join us at Leacon Park on Saturday, July 30th for Back to School Night, presented by Achieva Credit Union. The first 500 kids ages 12 and under will receive a free Marauders backpack. Cheer on the Marauders as they take on the Lakeland Flying Tigers, and be sure to stay after the game to watch another outstanding fireworks show presented by Budweiser. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Here we go to the ninth inning. The Marauders looking to make some noise with those bats, trailing 2-0 here in Lakeland. Rodolfo Nolasco leads off. And new right-hander R.J. Pettit delivers his first pitch. It swung on, popped up on the first base side, and out of play. Well, R.J. Pettit looks like just about the second coming of Jonathan Broxton here, listed at 6'8", 300 pounds. Imposing on the hill, to say the least. The windup and the pitch. And that breaking ball bends over the outside corner for a strike. Now, mind you, a lot of those 300 pounds look to be sheer muscle for R.J. Pettit. His motion and the 0-2 to Nolasco. Low and outside, a good take on a slider. R.J. Pettit, Tigers' 14th round pick last year out of Charleston Southern. 1-2, Nolasco swings and lifts a high fly ball down the left field line, foul. 3-4-5 in the order here in the ninth. Nolasco patiently awaits the pitch, and Pettit steps off the rubber. Got 1-2. Pettit winds up and deals. Nolasco takes strike three on a high fastball, one away. A rough night for Nolasco, 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts out of the 3 spot in the order. Here's Jace Bowen, who is also hitless. Marauders trying to turn this night around. Pitch to Bowen, swing and a miss through a slider for strike one. R.J. Pettit has been solid this season. 13 appearances at 2 different levels. Swing and a miss by Bowen, another slide piece for strike two. Here at Lakeland and High A West Michigan, Pettit with a 3.45 ERA across 13 appearances. Opponent sitting a reasonable 254 against him. Now the 0-2 pitch coming to Bowen. Swinging a ground ball crisply batted up the middle. A base hit into center field. And the Marauders with some life here in the ninth inning. That'll bring the tying run to the plate.
Now batting number 48, Angel Wasabi.
So Jace Bowen hits safely in his third straight game. Angel Wasabi, who hit one hard his first time up, will step up for the fourth time tonight. Pettit deals, and Wasabi, lefty batter, swings in. Hits a foul right back into the screen. No runs, 6 hits for the Marauders, 2 runs, 10 hits for Lakeland. Marauders just 1-for-8 with men in scoring position tonight. An opportunity here in the ninth inning. The pitch to Wasabi. Swing and a miss. Couldn't turn on that slider on the inner half. Pettit has 1 score. Looking for his second tonight. Here's the 0-2. Wasabi swings and bounces it up the middle. Trickles into right center for a base hit. Bowen turning on the Jets around second. Digging for 3. And he is in there standing up with no throw. First and third for the Marauders with 1 out. And that will bring up Alexander Mojica. Good shortened up approach there by Angel Wasabi, who faced a 2-strike count and was able to push that ball through the gap in the infielders. Time called. A visit to the mound by catcher Mike Rothenberg. And Alexander Mojica, who has been on a heck of a tough stretch lately. 0 for his last 23 at the plate. If you're looking for a redemption story, guy really looking for a big hit, Alexander Mojica is your man. Hitless in his last 7 games. 0 for 3 in this one. Represents the go-ahead run here at the top of the ninth inning for Bradenton, trailing 2-0. Power on power here. Pettit deals, runner breaks for second. Mojica swings and drives this one deep to left field. Chacon back, reaches up and makes the catch. Bowen tags from third and comes home, standing up, scoring easily. And the Marauders are on the board on the Mojica sack fly. Back into first base goes Angel Wasabi, as now the Marauders are down to their final out. So Mojica really stung that ball, hit it on the screws. Not quite deep enough to send it over the wall, though, on a night where the elements have not been too hitter-friendly. Here's Sergio Campan, rather Juan Jerez. Marauders' last hope, the pitch is swung on and missed for strike one. Looked to be a slider right over the heart of the plate. Tying run on first, potential go-ahead run at the dish in Juan Jerez. Wasabi takes his lead off first. And the pitch. Jerez swings and misses through a high fastball. And the Marauders down to their final strike. Digs back in. The set. And the 0-2 pitch, runner breaks, pitches high, throw to second, and Wasabi is hosed at second base, and the ball game is over. Angel Wasabi caught stealing second base, ending this Marauders comeback bid, and the Flying Tigers take the opener of the series. Marauders have now dropped 6 of their last 7 games, and the difficulty continues. We'll step aside, and when we come back, the Marauders postgame show gets underway. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Join us at Lecon Park for Paws and Claws, presented by White Claw. Bring your well-behaved, four-legged friend of the game, and fans 21 and older can enjoy specials on White Claw beverages. Our Paws and Claws nights are April 29th May 27th, July 1st, August 12th, and September 2nd. Water dishes and relief areas for your dog are available inside the ballpark. Get your tickets now at BradenHenMarauders.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
It's the biggest Independence Day celebration in town. Come out to Lecom Park on Sunday, July 3rd, for our Independence Day celebration, presented by Lecom. The first 1,500 fans will get a patriotic t-shirt, and the Marauders will wear their patriotic jerseys that'll be auctioned off with proceeds benefiting MOTS. After the game, stay and enjoy the best fireworks show in Manatee County. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Come celebrate the Bradenton Nine Devils on Friday, July 29th at Lecom Park. Watch the Marauders take the field in Three Devils, the Florida State Negro League team of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Former Nine Devils player Morris Pascal will be in attendance as we honor this special chapter of Bradenton baseball history. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Join us for Pride Night at Lecom Park on Saturday, August 27th, presented by Sarasota Out. The Marauders are also partnering with Project Pride, Primetimer Sarasota, and also Youth as we celebrate the LGBTQ plus community. The evening's festivities will feature a pregame Pride parade, as well as a variety of table displays for Pride in the Plaza. Get your tickets now at BradentonMarauders.com.
Okay, forest animals, kids are coming to the forest, and it's up to us to make their visit a good one. Sparrow, have you practiced the most popular bird songs for the year?
Of course.
Catchy. I like it. River, how's the temperature?
It's a refreshing 52 degrees, man.
I love it. Turtle.
He's not here yet, man.
He's late every morning. Okay. Squirrel.
The forest has been preparing just for you. To learn more about cool things to do in the forest, visit discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Welcome to the Marauders postgame show. Stay tuned for a complete recap of the game, the Marauders player of the game, and a look at what's next. Welcome back to Publix Field in Lakeland. Spencer Smith back with you for the Marauders postgame show for tonight's game, which, if you blinked, you practically missed this game. 1 hour and 58 minutes in duration, this game over. The fastest nine-inning game played by the Marauders this season. A 2-1 Lakeland Flying Tigers win here in this Tuesday series opener. Here's how today's game went down. Bottom of the third inning, the first run of the game scored. Sack fly to left field by Isaac Pacheco brought home Kingston Liniak from third base. Flying Tigers added another run in the bottom of the fourth inning. An RBI single to right field by Mike Rothenberg. Doubt that would be all the Flying Tigers would need this evening. Neither team scored from the fifth on through the eighth innings. Top of the ninth, the Marauders rallied late. Rodolfo Nolasco struck out looking, but Jace Bowen followed with a single up the middle, and Angel Basabe singled one through the gap in the infield to right center. Bowen up to third on that play. Alexander Mojica lifted the sack fly to deep left field, almost muscled it over the wall, but gave it a ride all the way to the warning track, and Bowen scored easily standing up with no throw. However, with Juan Jerez at the plate, facing an 0-2 count, Angel Basabe caught stealing second by a wide margin, ending the Marauders' late comeback bid in the ninth, and the Flying Tigers win this one 2-1. Totals in this one for the Marauders, 1 run, 7 hits, 1 error. They left 5 men on base. And for the Flying Tigers, 2 runs on 10 hits, 1 error, and 8 men left on base. Winning pitcher is Wilkel Hernandez. He goes 5 scoreless innings and improves his record to 2-2, allowing just 2 hits, walking 1, striking out 5. The loss, a tough luck loss, goes to Valentin Linares, who drops to 0-5. Linares with a quality start tonight, though, dancing around 8 scattered hits over 6 innings, held the Flying Tigers to just the 2 runs, walked only 1 batter, and struck out 6. He was sharp, but unfortunately got no run support. The save goes to R.J. Pettit, the big fella out of the back end of the bullpen for the Flying Tigers. Gives up just one run to the Marauders in the ninth inning. He earns his second save of the season. Time of game, once again, 1 hour and 58 minutes, the quickest nine-inning game played by the Marauders this season in front of a crowd of 533 here at Publix Field. It was 87 degrees and partly cloudy at the time of first pitch. With their loss, the Marauders dropped back down to six games under 500, 20-26, matching their low water mark of the season. Bradenton now losing six of their last seven games. Flying Tigers continue a winning streak. They have won five in a row now and improved to just two games under 500. They are now 22-24. We'll step aside one more time. When we come back, we'll give you the Marauders player of the game and a look at what's next. This is the Marauders Broadcast Network.
Hey y'all, I'm Blake Shelton. I love that country music connects people all over this great nation, but unfulfilled hunger. 15 million children struggle with hunger in America. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks works to rescue our surplus food to help provide billions of meals to families in need across the country. Join the fight against hunger at feedingamerica.org. Together, we can solve hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Marauders postgame show continues here at Publix Field. It's time to name our Marauders player of the game. And tonight those honors go to Valentin Linares. His first quality start of the season, Linares matching his career high with six innings of work this evening, allowing only two runs, striking out six and walking just one. But once again, unfortunately, got no run support and takes the hard luck loss tonight. Nonetheless, sharpest start of the season by Valentin Linares. He is tonight's Marauders player of the game. Marauders drop this one. They look to refocus tomorrow for game two of the series. Pitching matchup will feature right-hander Yoelvis Del Rosario from the Marauders, bumped up to the Wednesday slot in the starting rotation this week. He'll be opposed by right-hander Garrett Burhen, whom the Marauders saw earlier this season back in the month of April. In fact, on the opening series, the home opening series at Lecom Park in April. First pitch again scheduled for 6:30 p.m. as we look to begin a new month and hopefully things starting fresh for the Marauders in the win and loss columns, with tomorrow's June 1st matchup here in Lakeland. We'll be on the air at 6:15 tomorrow for pregame coverage of tomorrow's game between the Marauders and the Flying Tigers. That'll about do it for us tonight. Once again, the final score this evening in just 1 hour and 58 minutes, a 9-inning game, Lakeland 2, Bradenton 1. This is Spencer Smith saying so long and good night from Lakeland.
Thank you for listening to this presentation of Bradenton Marauders Baseball.